Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 3, Mix Number
5.
Welcome to the Halo Show.
Hello, everybody. Cinco.
Lima.
Ano ka ba?
Ichi, ni, san, shi. Go! What's Korea?
Oh my God, I totally forgot. I'm totally blank. il-i-sam-sa-o.
Oh. Welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. Oh, by the way, this mix is brought to you by
Dewey Delectables.
Delectables.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? It was so funny because last night I went to a convenience store. Tapos nakita ko yung Dewey Delectables. Tapos starstruck ako. As in like, I outwardly said, "Uy, Dewey!"
Yeah.
Lalang, bakit ba?
Anyway, Rika G, so we all know that... Shut up!
Oh my gosh, Alexa?
Shut up, Alexa!
Speaking of Alexa, I have a new Alexa.
You do?
Lalang. I know.
And you know, you know what? Alexa listens. And to all our listeners out there, we want you to listen to us because we're telling you, well, you've got our daily routines, tasks need to be done. We have responsibilities that we have to tend to. It's really just a part of adulting. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, that's true. And that's why it's important for you to set breaks in your day-to-day activities. And what better snack pairing is there out there for break time than Dewey Donut Delectables?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what it's all about. It's soft.
There you go. Okay.
It's moist.
Moist.
It's affordable.
Affordable. Afford.
Premium donut that you can have whenever you want. They come in two delectable flavors. Choco Malo and Purple Yam. Rika G, they sent us two big boxes. And I've been eating it. It's so good.
Oh my gosh.
Set up ng ano, the Purple Yam specifically is the one I vibe with, man. For real.
Yeah, so you know what? Get your own delectable treat now and try Dewey Delectables. Available in supermarkets, Lazada and Shopee and in like convenience stores. Because I just saw one. So you click the link below, click in the episode description for more information, okay?
Yeah, we'll tell you more about that in a bit. But first, let's talk to you about the show. If it's your first time here, if you're a first-time listener, what's up? Welcome to the Halala Show, where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. But we still have a little bit of structure. Just so you know, everyone loves a little bit of structure in their lives, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We start with where you've been, which is just, you know, what happened throughout the week in our lives. And then we have our TTs.
Yeah, the trending topics, which you can jump to. Timestamps are listed in the episode or mix description. But today we're talking about Aquafina. She addressed the black scent that people, you know, a lot of people have kind of accused her of using, and also what she's doing with Twitter. She's apparently signing off the social media platform. We are also talking about presidential candidate, Lenny Robredo, and an internet prob. Internet probs.
You know what? Even if she's the vice president of the Philippines, you know, we all get internet problems. She's, you know, she's one of us.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll address that, you know, that kind of like the thing that happened when she went to do the KBP thing, right? The KBP.
Yes.
Yep. And then the last thing we're going to talk about, which is, I think some Leche fans already posted it on the Facebook group, the Taylor Swift college course announced at NYU's Clive Davis Institute. I don't know what Clive Davis Institute is, but basically it's a college course dedicated to Taylor Swift and I guess her music. I have to look into it.
Yung mga exam questions siguro nila din mo. What is the third line of our story?
Finish the lyric.
Our song.
Our song is a slam sleep. Sleeping out late. Anyway, we'll figure
it out. I love that.
I love that song. I love Country Taylor.
Yeah, and me too.
Yeah, right? So if you want to jump to those, go straight to the timestamp. But let's start with where you been. Who wants to go first? You, me. You or me?
You
or
me? You, wait.
Me?
Because I have to like look back.
For sure. All right. I had a lot going on this week. The first big thing that I did this week, the thing that really stands out in my mind, is I bought a camera. a brand new camera. I bought, it's called this a Sony ZV-1. It's like a vlogging camera. It's supposed to be for vlogging. So I've taken it out on one test run so far. I went to IKEA. I shot a quick little video there, which I posted on IG stories. And for me, it was a really good deal because I was planning to buy it in the States when I go to the States. If I go to the States, rather. Because it's mas muring electronics sa US. Yeah. So I was thinking, you know, I'll buy it there. But then I saw someone selling it along with all the accessories that I was also planning on buying for it for at least 13 to like 15K less than what I was expecting to spend. So I had to jump on it. Although it was pre-loved or used. Okay pa naman yung ano. There's just minor cosmetic damage, but it's I don't really care about that. As long as it was functioning the way it was supposed to. So because of that, the guy who was selling it was in Alabang. So layo. So drove to Alabang to met up at ATC. Because somewhere public, so I won't get, you know, murdered. It was 31,000 pesos, just for full transparency. It was 31K. I was expecting to pay like 40-something K overall for everything. So it's too good of a deal to pass up. So even the drive there, kahit, I know, gas and... Amal na nga, no? S-Lex, no? I fucking hate that. And then back, what else did I do? Yeah, yun nga, IKEA. Went to IKEA. Shot a video there. So that's like the big news in my life right now. The camera that I bought. I'm so excited for that. Oh, what else is new in my life? Oh, I watched... What the fuck did I watch? Oh, I finished All of Us Are Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You haven't started that show yet, right?
I'm actually not planning on watching it anymore.
Yeah, you know, I had like mixed thoughts about it. I just feel like you would get annoyed watching it. Okay. Feel ko lang. What else did I do? I biked to BGC maybe 2 days ago just to walk
Isn't
around.
Bike today? Random.
Pwede. I'm down.
Tara, kasi yeah. Naghahanap ako. Well, mag-workout muna ako tapos susunduin kita ang bike tayo.
Sige, let me know.
Gusto ko yung nagplano tayo in the podcast.
Please.
Gusto mo yun?
Yeah. Ano pa ba? Anong tag dito? So, went to BGC. I walked around there for a little bit. There's a lot of people nowadays, huh? I mean, more, I think, than what I was seeing before. And I feel like they're being less strict, like the yung mga establishments dun. Like, for asking for a vaccine card. Like, they don't really... Along High Street kasi, before, when you walk, you know, even any... Di ba High Street is, like, divided into, like, quadrants or whatever? Mm-hmm. So, before, when you go to each quadrant, you have to show your vaccination card. But now they don't even ask for it.
Ooh.
Which is kind of, I guess it's, I mean, I don't know if it's, I think it's like a new, like they abide by the LGUs, right? So maybe Taguig doesn't really, I don't know, like maybe they changed it. And there are a lot of kids now. But kids, are kids allowed to go out now?
I mean, I think so. Cause I've been seeing a lot recently.
Yeah.
Akala mo parang alien yung pinag-usapan natin. Pero hindi, bata mo.
I saw so many kids.
Oh my gosh, there were kids?
Oh my God. Ah, man. So yeah, what else? You know, I feel like I had a lot, but I think I just overhyped. Oh, I'm on TikTok now, like officially on TikTok now.
A fish.
By the way, a fish. Because I had a TikTok before, like I made one, and I thought I was going to start making videos. Yeah, for stalking. But also just to like, you know, I thought I was going to post shit. Like, I was going to ride the trends. But then I was like, fuck, that's so tiring. But I decided to start uploading all my old videos from 4 years ago. Like, I still have the files. So I figured, you know, because I honestly think that I was, what's the word? I was before that my time or whatever.
Before your time?
Is that what you call it? Like, I feel like I was ahead of the curve. 4 years ago.
I know you told me about it before, right? And I was like, I'm never going to be on TikTok.
No, not even that. Just that I didn't post on TikTok. That was my problem. But I had video content that was vertical that I thought was engaging, but all I posted it on was on IG stories because at the time IGTV didn't exist. And then IGTV became IG Reels to compete with TikTok. So I never really kind of use the right platform for it because I was ahead of my time. So now I was like, fuck, I'll figure it. I'll just post it on there. And surprisingly, like one of my videos in the first like day and a half got like 20,000 views, which was crazy. Yeah. And then the followers like are rolling so fast on TikTok. It's unbelievable. Like I cannot even like compare it to like Instagram, where maybe a good day you would gain like 30, 40 followers, like just posting regularly. Like one day I got 900 followers, something like
yeah.
that. It was crazy.
I think it goes the same din naman eh, na parang on TikTok, I guess like brands or whatever, people aren't really impressed when you only have like, let's say 24K followers.
Yeah.
It needs to be more. Kasi nga, people know that you can get a million followers in a day.
It's unbelievable.
Compared to the algorithm of Instagram, right?
Yeah. Which apparently sucks now. I mean, like apparently, because did you hear about Meta? Like Facebook Meta? They lost yeah. like billions of dollars because like, I was watching, I don't know how true this is. I just got it from a TikTok video analyzing the situation. But supposedly though, advertisers are pulling their money from Facebook and Instagram because they're not getting their money's worth anymore because of the algorithm of Meta and wala lang. Share ko lang.
SKL. Bakit SKL. Ba?
what else did I do, man? I rewatched. No, I've just been watching like old movies. I watched last night a Netflix movie called The Bad Liar. Mm-hmm. The Bad Liar stars Gandalf. I don't name him Gandalf. Ian McKellen.
The Great. Hindi, last name niya talaga.
Yeah. Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren. It's about a con artist. It was okay. The twist, there's like a twisty thing at the end, which is kind of, it's okay. And I was just watching like some... I've been watching like random documentaries on Netflix. There's one called This Is Pop. So I watched two episodes. One is about Boys to Men, like their impact on music. And another is about Auto-Tune. So it heavily features Auto-Tune and like T-Pain and shit. So yeah, I would recommend watching those. But other than that, friend, I really thought I had a lot more. But I don't. Oh, I have one thing, but I can't really tell you what it is yet.
Ooh.
I got the gig that I was waiting for, man.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I got the gig that I was waiting for. I just have to sign they already sent me the contract. They just made a mistake, like a little minor mistake in the contract. But once they resend it, I officially inked the deal, friend.
Siya na po ang bagong poster girl sa White King.
King Whiskey. But yeah, other than that, man, Finn, did you have a more interesting week than me?
I don't know about interesting, but I feel like I'm just tired the whole week. Just the whole week.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. So anyway, let me see. Okay, so well, obviously I was just in 1C the whole week, but I did go to went to MK Kitchen, you know that, like, where you, if you have, like, kitchen needs and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not just for, like, personal needs, but if you have, like, let's say a restaurant or a shop or whatever, they have, like, industrial size stuff there. And they have, like, those heaters and, like, rotisseries that you can put in your restaurant or whatever. Pretty cool. They do have a coffee shop, in the warehouse in that building. The one that I went to was the one in Pasig in along C5. And if you guys didn't know, they own Blue Wonder, I believe, and they also hold like barista classes and everything in between, everything coffee. They have specialty coffee, they have pour over everything. So I went there with a friend and dapat may pangalan na tayo sa friend na to eh, nakasama. Kasi baka... But anyway.
Yeah, okay.
yun, so I went there and... yung tawa mo kakaiba na eh. Parang medyo nag lower register.
So like an evil laugh.
But anyway, one of their best sellers, actually, I would want to get that every time I go to Blue Wonder, but it's a little sweet for me, obviously. But you have to get their black sesame latte. It's espresso based. And it's just so good. I feel like it's like one of the best drinks I've tasted out there. And you know me, I like ano kasi, I like nutty, like, you know, earthy tastes. So medyo may ganun siya. Okay. Hindi naman lupa taste, but you know, it's black sesame. So it's really interesting. I just got a latte, but it's a really nice experience. If you just wanna go around, you know, if you enjoy grocery shopping or like going to IKEA or whatever, try going to MK Kitchen. Yeah. And then have coffee there too. So that was pretty nice. I think. Ano pa bang ginawa ko? Oh my gosh. I cooked a bunch this week. Oh, you know what? I cooked like Filipino spaghetti this week. Like yung
OG sobrang spaghetti.
OG, like sweet. With sweet sauce.
And hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Dude, oh, yeah. I bought like 10 jumbo hot dogs. Tapos nilagay ko siya lahat dun sa sorry. Lala. Ang lala talaga. 10 jumbo hot dogs. Kasi
no
minsan.
Shot. For real?
For real. 10 jumbo hot dogs. Tapos I got like, ano pa, ito pa ha, ito pa. Yung beef niya, dahil mahal yung beef, I just got like 1/4 kilo.
Okay.
Tapos may 10 jumbo hot dog.
Wait, how much, how many did you cook for? How many people did you cook for?
Well, I cooked for myself, but I ate it like for the whole week.
Alam
okay,
yun, like,
good. So I cooked pasta and then I just reheated the whole thing the whole week. So okay. Pretty nice. At 1C, oh no, okay, here are the other things that I cooked. I also made like those Vietnamese fresh spring rolls. Mm. Obviously, it wasn't like the authentic kind of thing that you get in restaurants, but it was basically a pantry filled spring roll. So everything that I had in my pantry, but it was really good.
Dude. Do you have peanut sauce? Do you have
yes. Oh, you have yes. Peanut sauce? The recipe that I found was just super easy and everything. I'm so thankful that I have everything in my pantry. Mm. So I made that. I made that for me and my friend. Yung friend ko talaga, ano na eh. Grabe, nakakadami ng ano dito eh. May spaghetti na, may fresh. May fresh. Spring roll. Tapos ano, I also made, you know what, you haven't tasted my ano, my gin mix. You know what I mean? Like yung cocktail ko that I make at home. Uh-huh. So it's just basically like gin, ginger ale, and like, you know, other stuff that I put there. And sarap, wala lang. Nice. Just for fun. I also went to, I ate at Black Olive, you know, that like bougie place in Capital Commons. They also have it in other places.
Oh, I've never eaten there. I know. Okay. But so next to Peri Peri?
Yes. Yeah. So nagtataka ko, sabi ko, bakit ano? Ba't wala masyadong tao? Sige, gusto ko lang matry. Ganun. Malay mo, masarap naman. Ganyan. Tapos, when we opened the menu, I was like, alam ko na kung ba't walang masyadong tao. Kasi naman kasi, ang presyo. Ang presyo, nakaka-stress. And you know what I think? They get you with a free popcorn. Because once you sit, you get free popcorn.
Oh, there's free popcorn.
There's free popcorn.
That's
but
like
there's
the free bread at like.
Yeah,
Italian
and then they get you because you already ate. You already, you know, you're eating the popcorn. And you can be like, sorry, ang mahal pala. Ayos na ako. So, syempre, diba? You got to follow through, man. You got to follow through.
Yeah, man.
So, syempre, sulit naman. We got the chicken and I got the pesto. We got calamares and everything. So, it was actually yung build din naman namin, it wasn't that like ridiculous. Uh-huh. But there were items in the menu na parang medyo magugulat ka na parang what 2-7? What? Okay. They do have steak there too, so if you're into
if you want to spend $6,000, I bet the steak's what, $6,500?
$6,500?
Guess ko lang.
And the steak, they have under 3,000, but syempre meron din sila ng mga 7K. I know.
You know, in my life, I've never spent that on a steak. Mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of, I told the story on the podcast before about like spending on like a omakase Japanese restaurant experience. But steak, I've never paid for an expensive steak, like a really expensive steak. I kind of want to one day, but I obviously not right now, but one day.
I remember having a conversation recently with my parents. We were just reminiscing on like the good steak place that we ate in like a couple of years ago.
Where was that?
And that was in Wolfgang, I believe.
Oh, you ate at Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, so we ate at Wolfgang and then we were a big family. So everybody had steak and wine and pizza and pasta, whatever. So tinanong ko lang sila, siko, hindi ko na maalala, ano yung bill natin? Parang ano, di ba pa? Parang mga 30, ganon.
Yeah.
Sabi niya, anak! Ano ba? Sabi niya. Parang ano, pikit mata na nga. Apparently, we spent like, well, they spent like around 80K.
Damn! 80K? 80K,
my friend. And I was like, damn! Alam mo pa, love na love talaga kita. Maalam mo, grabe. Love ko kayo talaga. 80K, biglang ganun. Man. Dude, I was so shocked. I thought it was like 30, 25. Alam mo yon?
Yeah.
Because we were a big family.
For real, 80K?
Hindi ko ata kaya yun.
Oh, I lost 80K.
You lost 80K?
Yeah, this week.
Oh, sana Wolfgang ka na lang.
I know! I forgot to share that. I got rug pulled for the first time.
No.
Yeah, in crypto. I put some money into this, like, you know, it was like a high risk. I knew the risk going.
Okay.
But I was like, fuck.
I was like, shit.
Oh, shit. 50-something okay.
K. Ano lang. Pikit mo na lang yung mata mo. That's why you have eyelids, dude. 70, so you can cover your eyes.
70K. Goddamn. What was the occasion when you went?
It was my sister's birthday.
Okay.
And then we were like three families. And obviously.
Oh, three families? Okay. Yeah. So, you know, it's not so bad. I mean,
yeah,
it's
madami kami, yeah.
So, yeah. How many were you? But like, how many heads were there?
Siguro mga 15.
Oh, that's not bad. Like, six, let me do the math on that. 80 kids.
7, 8, 9. 10, 9? 11. No, wait lang. Pinibina ko 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So mga 13. 13 to 15.
13? That's about 6,000 per head. It's not as bad as it sounds.
I guess. You know but champ.
Yeah, it's expensive. I know it's expensive.
Yeah.
But
that's, would you though, like let's say, kunwari, kung anak mo naman, ganun, yung may birthday.
Probably not.
Gusto ko yung nag-hesitate ka pa.
No.
Nah. Alam mo, anak, mahal kita.
I mean, I don't know. It depends. Like, maybe it depends on how much money I'm making, right? If I was really, like, wealthy, I mean, probably. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, super thankful for that experience. At least, at the very least, like, once in my lifetime, I experienced that kind of meal.
Yeah.
But yeah, another thing, I actually went to this one, this new coffee place in Antipolo. You know, Burro Cafe. Have you ever been there? But have you heard of it also?
I know Burro in High Street, but
no,
I don't
that's
think
a
it's...
different Burro.
Ay, bayon.
Okay, so Burro Cafe, it's actually like this cute, like very naturey cafe in Antipolo, and it's inside this one village called Beverly Hills, and then another Beverly Hills executive whatever village or something. It's in Antipolo. Anyway, and then another new coffee shop opened in the same village. It's like a really residential place, but biglang may mga magagandang coffee shops na lang doon. So we went there. It's called DK Press. And search for it now. It's really nice, actually.
DK?
And I saw it.
Like,
yes,
DK, like Donkey Kong?
DK yes, Press? DK Press. And then search for Burro Cafe also. And they're two different looks. You know, it depends on what you like. Kasi yung Burro Cafe, very naturey. You're like right in the mountains. Like literally.
I think tabi ng ano, Pinto Art Museum nearby.
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing nearby, but not in the same vicinity. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, magkalapit lang sila. And I actually came across that coffee shop in Discover Manila, the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Discover Manila community. And I like going there because I just like seeing, you know, new coffee shops popping up because Ewan ko, natutuwa lang ako that, you know, the coffee community is getting bigger and it's just, it's nice. And I tried their egg foam coffee. Apparently, their best seller is Cafe Sud. Ano nga ba yun? Basta parang Vietnamese coffee. And you can get it iced or hot. And it's true. It's actually really nice. As in, I truly enjoyed that. Unfortunately, the line was super duper long for dine-in. Even when we had our takeout, we had to wait for like 20 minutes, which was okay because it's a new experience. You know what I mean?
The egg foam, I tried that when we went to Vietnam.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't get to try it in Vietnam. Sana lang meron akong point of comparison.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it when I tried it. So maybe I should go here.
Yeah, you should. It's nice. I think it's better to go on a weekday if you have the time. Mm. Because on weekends, you know, people really plan to go there. Like, yung mga nakita namin crowd, I feel like, you know, dinayo talaga nila. I mean, it's an Polo, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do recommend that place. It's really, really nice. Even the whole, you know, the whole facade and everything. And it's in the mountain, so it's cool.
DK Press.
Yeah, DK Press. And As in, alam mo, minsan obsessed na talaga ako sa Discover Manila community, the Facebook group. Because I just see like a bunch of restaurants and shit that I have not seen or even heard. So I'm super thankful for that. So yeah, that's it. And then what else did I do? Wala naman masyado. I got an Alexa. Somebody
you did,
gave me,
you
yeah,
did.
An Alexa for my birthday. And then,
the
Echo Dot. I like it because it's like flat and small and everything. So I'm planning to sell my Google Home. And then they also gave me, I was also given the Bluetooth smart light. This is smart, the one that you have.
Smart. Oh, yeah. Which one? The E-Light or just a Bluetooth part? Yeah, I get it.
It's a smart light. So the brand is Seng.
Okay. So iba magkaiba yung brand na.
Yes, but I'm guessing it works with Alexa. So,
have you set it up?
Yeah. Not yet, because I don't have like a hole.
Hole.
Like I don't have a hole for the bulb that's like this. So maybe I have...
Bulbs universal?
No, kasi meron ako dito sa labas. In my living area.
Yeah.
It's a flat thing. Hindi siya, para siyang sinasalpak. Hindi siya parang sinescrew in.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I do have a hole here that you screw in the bulb.
The bulb.
The bulb. Okay. So maybe I'll just put it there.
Okay.
Yeah. Tapos right. Party ako dito.
Yeah, man.
Maybe I should.
Just tell her to set the light to green.
Dude. Green. Green maganda.
I like blue. Green supposedly soothing for the eye. But I never use the color stuff, TBH.
Okay.
Like I never mood light or whatever.
But you do what do you call this? Like you connected it on your phone.
I connected it. It's connected to my phone, but I mostly use my Alexa.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm late. Like it's cool because like when you're lying down, you can turn it off. It's also like when you're about to leave the house, you can just turn it off. I don't know. And
like
you
don't have to like. Switch the light on.
No, not anymore.
You don't have to use a switch.
Mm-mm,
oh shit!
And you can adjust like the brightness. That's what's cool about it too. Like you can set the set it to 30%, 40%, 50%.
Oh shit!
It's nice. It's nice. And
I like the Echo Dot. I have it on my hands right now. It's so small. It's
yeah.
So flat.
Okay, ba yung speakers niya? Okay, no.
I mean, hindi ko pa natitry, pero
I have the Echo Show.
Yeah, that's the one with the screen, right?
Yeah, with the screen. Just
oh,
the gift.
Shit.
So,
wait, cool. So this is like Bluetooth?
Yeah,
like you don't have to connect it. You don't have to like saksak.
What do you mean? Saksak what?
Kailangan pa isaksak.
I mean, you have to try. You have to keep the internet on. I mean, you have to turn it on. You have to. I don't know if it's battery powered.
Because if it has like yung parang outlet, I still have.
You still have to plug it in.
Okay, I thought you didn't have to plug it in anymore.
Nah, you gotta plug.
Too good to be true.
You gotta plug it in, man.
No, but it is still smaller.
It's small.
Cool. Okay, that's it.
That's it.
Fiend.
All right. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about Aquafina first.
Okay.
All right. So Aquafina recently, this was actually yesterday, made a public statement on social media surrounding the controversy around her use of AAVE. I haven't heard of this term before. It's African American Vernacular English, and criticism that she has used a black scent in past roles. So on Saturday, February 5, Awkwafina released a lengthy, this is according to today.com, released a lengthy statement on Twitter. Her first activity on Twitter in mga 2 years na yata, 2 years, and wrote, it's long, so I'm not going to read everything, but here's kind of just like excerpt from it. So verbatim, there is a socio-political context to everything, especially the historical context of the African-American community in this country. It is a group that is disproportionately affected by institutionalized policies and law enforcement policies, all the while having historically and routinely seen their culture stolen, exploited, and appropriated by the dominant culture. And then dominant was like in Marang, it was highlighted, for monetary gain without acknowledgement nor respect for where those roots come from. The pioneers of its beginnings and the artists that perfected and mastered the craft. It's a problem we still see today. Though some may pass it off as convoluted mixture of the internet TikTok slang generation that liberally uses AAVE, to add that hip hop, a genre of music that is ubiquitous and beloved across the country, has now anchored itself as a mainstream genre in music history. That's kind of just like one of the like main points that she made. But here's kind of like the last point that I want to talk about. But as a non-Black POC, I stand by the fact that I will always listen and work tirelessly to understand the history and context of AAVE. I think that's kind of like the point she's trying to make, that she's not like white. I think that's what she's trying to say. She's not white.
Right.
Right. And she's, she's a minority in terms of like ethnicity, right? Compared to, so she's kind of, I think she's saying that she's kind of in the same category, and she acknowledges where the history came from. That's my understanding of her statement. Like she appreciates and acknowledges the Black culture, and that's why she's like, that's why she talks like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And didn't she grow up in, you know, an area where, you know, there are a lot of African Americans, and probably like, obviously, like, diba parang when you do grow up with certain kinds of people, syempre, diba parang I feel like you don't do it deliberately, but you kind of imitate the people around you, diba? That's why, you know, obviously, like, we have to protect children because syempre easily influenced and everything. So, ako, I mean, like, obviously, I'm not part of the African American community, but I'm guessing because I feel like something happened in between, and I feel like it's not just her accent, probably, because isn't she a comedian? You
she's
know,
a rapper too. Like,
she's a rapper, and she's, you know, she has a lot of content out there, and I'm not sure, Malemo, she did mention or she did make like an offensive joke on her performances. So
yeah.
Actually, what doesn't sit right with me there, kasi parang may nakita akong article na parang there were activists out there who says that her apology is a little too late. And in my head, I'm like, but isn't that the point of having a conversation with someone, is to, what do you call this, to educate them and acknowledge their intention to, you know, to change. And to actually dismiss an apology like that, like it's too little, too late. I mean, what is the point of all of this?
Yeah.
Diba? Na parang talo na lang tayo pala lahat. Diba? Na-offend ka na, may nag-sorry, tas yung nag-sorry, hindi mo pa i-acknowledge. Kasi feeling ko, sige, fine, let's say you still feel bad about it. Obviously, it's your culture and everything. Pero parang for me, and it doesn't just go... with racism and everything. It's everything, diba? Parang pag nagkakamali yung isang tao and actually acknowledges it, parang feeling ko ang problematic lang din nung ganun na parang, oh, it's too late. Parang, oh, ano,
ill na. You're unforgivable.
Ganun diba? It's like, aren't we in 2022 already? I feel like natuto na tayo. You know what I mean? And if you think about it, there are like a bunch of other people out there who have done worse things that have not apologized, mm-hmm. but we forget, aka Chris Brown.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Pero parang ako, hello, nakikinig pa din tayo. Oh my God naman.
Yeah. There's a quote that I saw from, I don't know, some beauty queen, I think. Nakita ko lang online. Said like, she said that, I'm a believer in cancel culture, but I'm also a believer in redemption culture.
I remember that. Right? Didn't we talk about that?
I don't think we talked about it, but I just think that is a like redemption culture is something that is something that needs to be. Is that even a thing? Like, I didn't even know that was a thing, but I like the sound of it. Like that you can redeem yourself from making a mistake, and that you will be. I wouldn't say praised for it, but at least you'll be respected for, you know, acknowledging your mistakes and redeeming yourself from, you know, the shit that you did in the past. As long as it's not like unforgivable stuff.
Hmm.
You know, there's stuff that you know, you say stupid things. A lot of people say stupid things online. A lot of people have, you know, really dumb points of view when they're younger because maybe they're uneducated. But, you know, if you learn down the line, you should be able to redeem yourself for that, I think.
Yeah, true. Right?
In terms of Black Sand, I mean, just to kind of share a point of view as someone who grew up in the States, right? I grew up in the States for a good part of my life. And I played a lot of basketball with Black guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, we had friends, like I was friends with some of them. But basically, you know, when you play on the basketball court, if you go there every week, you start seeing the people there, you know their names and whatever. And I mean, di ba my code switching, right? Mm-hmm. When you talk to different people, like, so I remember, like, some of my friends were either Pinoy or there's some white guys there. There's some Latino, a lot of Latinos there, a lot of Vietnamese. But when we would talk, like, there on the basketball courts, it would be like slang, like, I wouldn't say like black, like talking like black people, but, you know, there's like it sounds like, I guess it could be maybe interpreted as a black sin. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But the guys there, the black guys that we played with, it's like they were talking to us like normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they weren't like offended. Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe inside they were offended, but I don't think so because we were all friends there. Like at least, you know, we were comfortable with each other. We'd play all the time. Maybe that's how Awkwafina, like when she talks, maybe she got it from there because she did grow up in Queens, right? And then like was in the hip hop like culture for a while.
Yes.
And you end up kind of talking like them. I mean, talking like the people that you look up to and respect. I think when I was younger, 10, 11, 12, 13, I really loved rap. Like I was into like Nelly and mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about? Like hip hop at that time was really good in my opinion compared to what it is now.
Yeah.
And I remember really being like, I would use their slang. I wouldn't use the N word. Right. But I would use like, you know, what's up fool? Like I would say that.
Yeah.
But I had no malicious intent. I don't say it now.
Uh huh.
Cause it sounds weird now. It comes out of my mouth. Right? But when I was younger, I was saying it and I had no malicious intent. It was just like I thought it was cool. I watched a lot of Kenan and Kel and I would copy like how they talk because I was really a fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean like because I feel like people have to know or like alam mo yun, parang there is a big difference between when you're influenced uh-huh. or you admire a certain culture mm-hmm. and there's a difference between mocking a certain culture.
Right. And I don't think Awkwafina is mocked. I don't know. Yeah. But I see a lot of replies on the tweet from Black people, African Americans, I think in particular, who are still upset with her. So it's not really my place to say if Awkwafina is right or wrong. Mm-hmm. It's probably more in the hands of the African American community.
Definitely.
Right?
Although I do feel a little weird sometimes whenever I see it on TikTok and everything. And this is the world that we live in. So I feel like it's okay to talk about it this way. But sometimes I feel weird whenever, let's say, example lang to, whenever I see someone, let's say, wear a durag or something.
Okay.
and they're not from the African American community. And I see comments saying that, oh, we bless you with ganyan ganyan because you did it the right way or something. Yung parang we give you permission and everything. I don't know how to feel about that because I've never felt compelled to say that to someone. Now, let's say I see, let's say from another race, where barang Tagalog or, you know, Filipiniana, and parang and say, oh, you are allowed. Yung ganun. Kasi parang feeling ko, it's not my, ewan ko, parang I just don't really,
yeah, I never felt that way. We discussed this on the podcast, right? There was like a white girl who wore like a Chinese dress to her prom, but she wore it like she wasn't mocking it or whatever. It actually looked really good on her. And a lot of people were outraged at that.
Yeah.
Which I find kind of strange.
I don't know. What I find strange yun nga is when people say na parang, oh, you're allowed because you didn't. Yung parang ako, wait lang. Alam mo yun. Yung parang, I don't know.
It's like gatekeeping your cultural.
Kumbaga parang, I get it. We can have a conversation about it. Like, tell me more about your culture. Like, tama ba tong ginagawa ko? Or tama ba yung suot ko? Does it look nice? Or whatever.
But I think like, it goes the same with there's a lot of people who are outraged at Pinoy dating, right? Because, I mean, I kind of get it, but at the same time, what if they're genuinely, like, interested, right? How can you tell? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that is really the point, about it. Just to have a conversation about it. We don't have to find a solution or, there's really no end to this. I feel like we just constantly need to talk about it and to freely talk about it. And whatever we say here on the podcast, it's all because we're curious. Yeah. You know what I mean? We are just expressing ourselves and our thoughts. So hopefully nobody out there takes it against us that, you know, we're questioning this or we're questioning that. Because if we do question it, it's because we want to know more about it. Like, tell us more. You know, like, don't take it out of context, what we say on the podcast, and then try to bash us. And then say that, ano kami, uneducated or whatever. It's because I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah.
Diba?
Same here. All right. Yeah. Any more thoughts on Awkwafina? Oh, and by the way, she announced she's leaving Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. Is she going to star in like a new movie or something?
She's everywhere. I'm pretty sure she's got movies lined up like down the line. So she's still getting work. I don't think she's canceled, but you know what I mean? Because this has been brought up before, like years now, but I think the fact that she addressed it on Twitter just kind of, I don't know why actually, I don't really know why she addressed it only now. Maybe that's why people are mad. Like you said earlier, like it's too late, blah, blah, blah. But conversation, right? A conversation. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Let's talk about current vice president and presidential candidate Leni Robredo. What happened to her?
So she was part of the KBP forum for the like a presidential debate, if I'm not mistaken, or like a forum.
Yeah, just a forum. I think they just discussed their they were asked questions and they discussed their
the KBP presidential candidates forum, and they all had their turn and everything. And I was watching it, and yun nga, she started out with the vice president started out without video. So dun palang medyo nagtaka na ako na parang, oh no, wala siyang video. And then she started, you know, parang in and out, the internet audio connection was in and out. Yeah, the audio and everything. And apparently she was in another place. She was probably not in her office. And then they even had to go to a nearby hotel, I believe, to, you know, to avail of their internet connection services. And then she did say that, this is from her statement, our team tried hard to convince me to cancel all other engagements. Pero pinilit ko pa din na hanapan ng paraan to fulfill our commitments. Dahil alam ko naghihintay yung communities na pupuntahan namin para maihatid yung tulong na pabahay bago mag-start ang campaign period. So she did apologize for the bad connectivity. And on her, I believe on her Facebook page, she also posted, "I apologize for the bad connectivity during the forum. The fault is all mine." And yeah, apologies. Maraming lessons learned. We will do better next time. Sahina ng internet sa landline ko pinakinggan yung audio. And then she has a photo of her, you know, just like listening on the landline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vino, I mean, that's wild.
I know. I mean, it's a big platform, but hopefully they would still have, you know, more engagements in the future where we can actually hear everybody's platforms, yeah, right?
I mean, for sure, there's going to be a lot more. And of course, there's going to be presidential debates that are going to happen, you know, closer to the election.
Ayon, she had to borrow a room in NAIA to participate in the KBP initiative.
Yeah.
Because she was actually going to communities that was hit by Typhoon Odette.
Mm-hmm.
So, alam mo yun, parang still trying to fulfill her duties as a vice president, obviously. So, hopefully there is some kind of understanding on the part of the people.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the provider, who the internet provider was.
Uh-oh. Provide the reveal! Provide the reveal naman dyan. Grabe naman. But yeah, like I said, parang feeling ko, kind of connected. Yung parang feeling ko may connection ako with VP Lenny na parang, I feel ya, girl!
But it is one of the worst kind of, I mean, imagine for you and me, if we're gonna have a hosting, tapos bigla,
I mean,
hindi nagkoconnect, dude, my balls would be in my throat.
Oh yeah, dude.
My
yeah,
balls dude. Would be in my As throat.
In. I mean, I prioritize the internet connection to the point where I wanted to rent a whole conference room for myself just to be sure that I have a good internet connection for a hosting, for one hour hosting. Kasi nga, you know, that's the world that we live in now. So, I would be glad if that's like part of their platform, you know, the thing that they want to accomplish as, let's say, their presidency.
Uh-huh.
But obviously there would be other issues also that I would want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Yeah, I agree. Any more thoughts on this? You know?
Mm-mm. Ano lang? Provider reveal.
Sino kaya yun, no?
Sinatchitatch.
All right.
Shall
we walk out? Before we go on to the last TT, we have to talk about our sponsor. So it's time to do some
To pay the bills.
Thank you once again to Dewey Donut Delectables. Oi, Dewey!
Oi, Dewey! Do we do this?
We do. Okay. We do. Yeah. So with all the hard work and effort that we give into everything that we do each and every day, right? Sometimes we have to delay gratification. You know what I mean, Rika G? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we delay it. And how
but
do we reward
I mean,
it?
Like, you know what? Delayed gratification, you can learn a lot from that. But obviously, at some point, you will need to reward yourself, right? Uh-huh. And you deserve nothing less than a premium reward.
Premium.
A reward. Yep. A reward like Dewey's premium affordable delectables with all those sweet surprises inside. Perfect for the next snack break.
Mm-hmm. There's the
snack lang.
Snack lang, hindi meal. But there's different flavors. For example, Choco Mallow. There's a Choco Mallow flavor, of course, with a marshmallow surprise inside. And since they sent us some boxes, right? My gosh, Rika G, the purple yam flavor with coconut filling and flakes is my favorite. Like,
last thing,
coconut. Like, you can really taste the coconut flakes. It's so good. And I know you ran into some at the convenience store.
Mm-hmm. Starstruck ako eh.
But you can also get these not just at convenience stores, but you can get it at supermarkets, Lazada, and Shopee. So try Dewey Delectables now. And you can click the links, right, in our episode description.
Yep. Can't wait for you guys to try it. I know you'll enjoy it. You know, indeed. Reward yourself, okay? Yeah,
do it. And that does it for
To pay the bills.
Wapow. All right, we move on to the final thing. Rika G actually sent this to me a couple days ago saying we have to talk about this. We gotta talk about this. We're talking about the new Taylor Swift course. that was announced at NYU's Clive Davis Institute. Did you read up on this, Rika G?
Yes. Actually, I feel like it's a course that people randomly can just take, you know, even if you're not enrolled in NYU. Because that's pretty tough, right? So apparently they're going to be launching the Taylor Swift course. I actually don't know the actual course name.
Name?
You know?
Let me see if it's written here. Mm-mm. But it's already been ongoing. January 26th, but it's running until March 9th. So if you wanted to join, it's probably too late now. But it's also taught by a staff writer at Rolling Stone. Her name is Brittany Spano. So maybe Professor Spanos. And the course description, I don't know the name of the course exactly, but it says here, the class will trace the evolution of Swift's career as a songwriter and entrepreneur and discuss the exploitation of youth and girlhood within the entertainment industry and examine the politics of race in contemporary pop music and consider the legacy of country and pop music and more. Wow, what a course description, huh?
I know, right? I mean, like, right? I get it. It's not like, because if you see it face value, it kind of seems ridiculous that you're gonna you know, study about Taylor Swift. But it's not just Taylor Swift. It's really her career, you know, everything in between. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I feel it's
interesting, diba? Now, especially
what? Uh-oh, we lost Rika G.
Hello, I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool.
So sorry, yung internet ko. I apologize. Chichering.
Okay. We were just talking about that.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
Back to what you were saying.
Okay. So I feel like if your course is connected to the management side of music production and everything, that would be interesting. It's not just about her fight with Kanye, probably, right?
Probably not. Actually, it's a very, because if you think about it, right, her rise from country to her transition rather from country to pop, but like there's also so many, I mean, there's still a lot of talented white singers out there. What made her, you know what I mean, right? Like there's so many talented like singers who probably fit the Taylor Swift prototype. You know, there's a lot of singers that probably maybe look like her and probably can even sing like her, but there's gotta be you know, what's the X factor there? I'm sure they discussed that in depth in the course.
Nick, I also feel like it would be interesting to know, you know, how to handle, if they would, let's say, discuss about this, like how to handle artists who start young, you know, how to guide them and like, obviously, hopefully like protocols and ethics and everything.
Yeah, actually, in the course description, right, it said here, like the exploitation of youth and girlhood, and I guess how Taylor Swift was able to maybe get past that. But if you watch Miss Americana, right, they do discuss a lot of this stuff, like that's in the course description.
I actually like that.
Yeah, me too. It's good, and you know what I really think would be a great subject. I mean, a great point of discussion during the Taylor Swift course. I'm guessing they're probably going to talk about it. But the way that she has transitioned her branding, right? Because it says here that she's going to talk about, like, they're going to talk about her as an entrepreneur. And the way she markets her stuff now is so good, right? Because when she was a country star, like, it was just, you know, like, oh, I'm Taylor Swift, my album comes out, whatever. But now she'll drop, like, little hints and shit in her Instagram posts. It's like, it's a really interesting kind of way to get people talking about her without actually.
True. It's like a marketing thing also.
Nailing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm also thinking if they have a Taylor Swift course, they could make courses for a lot of different artists that I think would be very valuable, right? Which course would you take? Rihanna course, right?
Rihanna, definitely.
Rihanna course, for sure.
I want to take a course with Common. I like Common.
Common's good.
I feel like a lot of people would learn from Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, Pharrell, I think would be a good
Pharrell
course. Pharrell,
dude,
I think that would be a cool course to take. Sino pa ba? Who else has that? Because Pharrell
Dr.
is...
Dr. Dre?
Yeah, Dr. Dre would be great too. Because Dr. Dre is like a huge business mogul too, right? With Beats by Dre.
Uh-huh.
But I think Pharrell would be the coolest because Pharrell has been doing it for like decades.
True.
And he's like everywhere. And he looks the same.
He looks the same.
That's the Pharrell course, right? Age. How's your skincare, Pharrell? Do you exfoliate every day?
I bet he does. I bet he has.
Yeah, how old is Pharrell? Give me your guess right
40,
now.
47.
No, he's got to be 50, man. He is. Oh, he's 48.
Oh, see?
Yeah. He doesn't look 48.
He doesn't look like
he looks like he's in his mid 30s, which is
true.
So anyway, any more thoughts on the NYU Taylor Swift course?
Good luck, you guys. Luck. And I know there's like a really long waiting line.
Yeah. Somewhere. And if you fail it, then you could say
you disappoint.
You could write a song about it, right?
I know.
Right?
God.
And you still learn something.
That song was chancing door.
Sneaking out late.
On my window.
When he talks real slow.
Slow. And it's late. And your mama don't know.
Anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast, mga Leche fans.
I know. You know what? I did an experiment for this episode.
You did.
At the start of the episode, I really, really wanted to pee. Okay. And I felt like, I just wanted to test my brain. I felt like I would be, you know, snappier and I would think faster if I really, really had to pee. So now, just let me pee!
Yeah, all right. So follow us on social media, The Halala Show everywhere, and The Halala Show on Instagram, and we have a Facebook group, page, The Halala Show Leche.
Both.
You can email us at thehalalashow@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let us know. Rika, could you let me know if we're going to bike? Let me know.
Message kita.
Sige, sige. And extra song.
That song was a slam screen door.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.